You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living symbol for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to read for you the second meditation in our Advent series here from the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many people shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is a passage similar to the passage that we looked at yesterday. It's speaking of a time to come, a time that is not yet here. Now, the prophet says that these things will come to pass in the latter days, days which are to come. We're dealing with a prophetic image of a country to which we haven't, nor probably couldn't, have been to, but which we may one day enter. And Isaiah, we see the prophet speaking quite a bit about war at different times in the book and in his career. And it might have been a time in the people of Israel when an image of a place, a land without war, without difficulty, without foreign pressure, would have actually been pretty compelling. That would have been a land that they would have wanted to go to. But some of the things that are picked out for us here by the prophet as to why we should go to this land are that the Lord would teach us his ways and that we would walk in his paths. As I was thinking about this passage, an image came to mind from my early childhood. When I was very young, 6, 7, 8, my father used to bring me with him to play golf. We used to go early on a Saturday morning, very early, leaving at about 6 or 7. And we would go out to the golf course, which was a little bit of a ways up in the hills, and it would be cold. It would be really pretty cold. But because my dad used to bring me out so early, I developed a love for the game of golf that managed to surpass all those cold mornings. As I get a little bit older, I find that there's other bits of my dad that pop up and show up in me as well. I'm telling an increasing number of very poor jokes. When people meet him, they say to me, oh, you're just like your father. I'm like my dad. In a certain way, I kind of walk in his path, because I've spent a lot of time with him. And the path that we see here in this little snippet of scripture from the prophet Isaiah is an interesting path. Path is going up. It says, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And yet, people are flowing to it. People are flowing up this path. There's a kind of a spiritual river that's flowing backwards against the force of gravity. And there's a sort of a spiritual force that's drawing the people, that's compelling them to come up the mountain, to come to this place, to flow backwards up the mountain. It's a strange place. Again, it's a place that we wouldn't know, a place that we're going to have to learn how to live. There's no more war. There's a focus on agriculture rather than war. It's a different kind of place. It's peopled by a different kind of person. I think one of the reasons that I wanted to be like my father when I was young and when I was older is I saw the Lord in him. I saw him as a man who had chosen to follow God and who had made choices in his life for that. And in very small ways, because I spent a lot of time with him, I became like him, slowly, imperceptibly, picked up little habits. I think our time in Advent with the Lord can be like that. What is it that you want to be like? Who is it that you wish to be like? What is it that draws you imperceptibly higher and higher towards the mountain of the Lord? What is it that you can do in this Advent season to fix your eyes on the Lord, to become more like Him? And who around you today, in your life, in your house, in your family, who teaches you to live different? Who gives you that glimpse of a different way of life, a way of life that is drawn towards the Lord, that is drawn upwards to the mountain of the Lord?
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.